So fun to watch play the game this season. Unfortunately, no longer a part of it after she was voted out. Everybody thought she was lying, and she did lie. But, I mean, everybody lies in this game. Dez, what's up?
Hi, Aram.
Still trying to figure out what happened last week. Why the heck are you not on the show anymore?
Okay, so I'll take you back.
Okay.
That day, me making up the plan. So that plan had already been premeditated probably since the beginning of the merge. Like, I knew that I wanted to do something with Laurel and Donovan, and I knew that I had to get Dom and Wendell out. I knew for a fact Dom had the idol. I knew that. I believed Chris when he said it. I truly knew it. I saw Dom running around the jungle one day. I knew he had the idol. And then Wendell, I found out he had the idol somehow as well. I think word spread around camp. To me, it was perfect fuel to get them out of the game. But obviously with idols, if the person uses it, they're not going to be able to go home. And we want them to go home. So the next best bet is to vote off an ally. And I looked at Kellen as their ace. Like, Kellen was their ally. And I knew this because she had voted out Chris. And I didn't know about that vote. Like, I was left out of that vote. But Kellen and Chelsea, the two people that I thought were my allies, knew about the vote. So that then and there, when Chris was voted out, I realized there was division in what I thought was my alliance. So I had to do something to break that other alliance up. The Dom, the Wendell, the Kellen, I had to break that up. And I knew Laurel had ties to Dom and Wendell, but I didn't know how strong they were.
I really didn't know it was going to be one of these she versus she type things with Dez versus Laura. Like, that was played out crazily, man. I don't know how things are now, but wow, it would have been really, really tense on the island from what we saw.
Yeah, on the island, it was pretty tense. I think I came across very much more kind of upset at Laurel than I was. I wasn't really upset at her. I was kind of just confused. Like, I was just really confused because I think of the game in everybody's shoes. Like, that plan, I thought about it from everybody's perspective. And I'm like, okay, well, if I tell this plan to Michael, what is Michael's first thought going to be? Or if I tell this plan to Laurel, what is Laurel's first thought going to be? And I didn't think her first thoughts would be, let me tell Dom or let me tell Wendell. I thought it would be, okay, how does this work for me to get to the Final Four? And if she had thought that out, then she would say, okay, yeah, this makes things, like, way better for me. Like, I have so much moves if I do this. Or this is something that I can talk about during Final Tribal Council about how I made this happen.
So we're watching the game as fans, and this season, I mean, they could call it Survivor Liar Island. It's not just you. Everybody has to try to lie to get ahead in this game, and you get pinpointed as, wow, Dez told this lie. It's called Survivor.
Exactly, exactly. If you're out on that island, more times than not, you're going to have to lie.
Do you wish you got to go and explore the actual Ghost Island a little more? I mean, the theme this season is so incredible. Wouldn't it have been cool just to, if you had a chance, sneak away and go and hang out there and just look in awe going, wow, there's a lot of history here.
Ghost Island is pretty scary. I think it would be cool to see the history, but it's not going to be cool to see the repercussions of Ghost Island if you come back with no vote, you know? It was like 50-50. I was kind of scared to do it, but if Faith took me there, you know, I'll be happy to be there.
We're kicking it with Dez from Survivor Ghost Island. Did you go idol hunting? We only see what we see in an edit when they only show so many minutes during an episode, but tell me you went out there looking a lot more than we saw.
I definitely was out there scavenging for an idol. Like, I was really looking for an idol. There was one point I climbed probably the highest mountain in there. Like, I was scraping, scratching, trying to claw my way to see if there's any kind of thing like an idol. At the Navidi camp, at the Malolo camp, everywhere. I could not find that idol.
If it's me, I'm even going digging in the ocean going, maybe he's buried in the sand here and tied down with a rock or something. I mean, I would have screamed so high, like, oh my God, I found an idol. You know what I mean?
Right, right, yeah. I wish I had that moment, man.
When you saw it play out with the Dom versus Chris battle in Tribal, did you kind of know, oh, okay, this is not going to end good? What were your thoughts when that was happening?
So while that was happening, I was still like, okay, well, yeah, Dom is probably going to go home. When Jeff read Chris as the person being voted out, I was pretty shocked.
Dominic still has an idol. Wendell has an idol. Donathan now has an idol. Kellen has got a bonus vote. There's a lot of idols and votes and whatnot. And then you have Michael, who's still in this game.
Probably the only person I could really, really say I really trusted. He would come to me and tell me things like, okay, well, yeah, this is what Laurel's doing, or this is what Dom is doing, or this is what Dom said, this is what Wendell said. So I definitely trusted Michael. I understand why he was there for my game. As for the other people, I'm not really sure. Michael is just pulling out idols every other tribal. So that's somebody you should be scared of. This man is damn near winning every challenge. Like, he's getting close. So this is somebody you should be scared of. I'm not really sure why he stayed for other people's game, but to my game, I felt like he was beneficial.
How incredible of an experience looking back is it that you can actually say and tick it off on the resume like, hey, I actually played this game. That was me on TV. I did this.
So cool. For me to even say that, it's just so amazing. Like, it's so amazing, especially to come from where I come from. It's a dream come true.
You were homeless for a time. I can't even begin to imagine what that would have been like. The stuff that you have gone through at such a young age is absolutely incredible. And to see how you persevered through that is even more incredible.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I've been through both extremes, you know, being like at the lowest low to being at the highest high. And I think Survivor definitely just showed me like there's so much I can do within life, and it gave me a whole lot of hope.
What kind of advice would you like to share for anybody who's gone through this kind of adversity and wants to focus on goals in life?
I would just say keep pushing, because nothing is as far as it seems. Keep pushing, keep going. Maybe I might get to play again someday. Or if I'm not playing again, then it's something else I'll be doing in life. It's some other way that I'll be challenging myself.
If you could whisper one piece of advice to anybody who's still in the game at this point, who would it be and what would you tell them?
I think I would whisper advice to maybe Chelsea. That's a great question, actually. But maybe Chelsea. Like, I would tell Chelsea to really pick a side, and she should probably stick with the Malolo side. I mean, she's good at winning challenges, so that's good, but she needs to strategically do something.
Was that eating challenge as nasty as we saw it?
The eating challenge, it was disgusting. It was disgusting.
What was the worst? Come on, what was the worst?
The eyeball? No, actually the moving like little caterpillar. Oh, that was disgusting.
You could see in Jeff's eyes, he was like, oh, I'm loving every second of this.
Yeah, of course he loved it. I hated every single second.
Dez, you mentioned a couple of seconds ago that, you know, if you got another chance to play, would your friends and family sign off on that, or would you have to convince them for you to go out again?
Probably definitely have to convince them again. I think they'd be up for it, actually. After watching this season, I think they're really proud of me, and they probably would want me to give it a whole nother shot.
Dez, thank you so much for hanging out. Lots of fans in Canada of Survivor. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.